Yesterday, I just started to touch on the disciples and as Jesus was sending out the disciples. And we kind of led into that earlier this week by, in Matthew chapter 9, looking at how Jesus had said to the disciples at one point, listen, this is what my heart is. This is the compassion that I have for the people. And I want you to go and learn these things. He wanted them to learn his compassion, his heart, but also his power. And he said, go and learn these things. He said that in the middle of chapter 9. Then he demonstrated the power and the authority that he had as he healed the sick. All in this one chapter, he healed the sick. He delivered the blind. He delivered a man who was mute because of a demon. He raised the dead. All of that in one chapter, and then more. And then at the end of that chapter, chapter 9, he makes that statement to the disciples saying, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Now remember, he just said to them just verses ago, 20-some verses ago, he said to them, go and learn these things. In other words, learn my heart and learn the power that is in me and in my name that I'm going to demonstrate to you. You need to go and learn that. So then at the end of this chapter, as he's identifying that the harvest is plentiful, there's a lot to be harvested out there, but there's few workers. And he said to go and learn. So then the next verse is, therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest and send out workers into the labor field or into the harvest field. And if you look at that in the Amplified Bible, he says, pray to the Lord of harvest that he would thrust the workers, the laborers, into the harvest field. And then that is what Jesus does as he thrusts his disciples into the harvest field. And we see that taking place in chapter 10. As Jesus summons his 12 and he gives them the authority in his name, his power and his authority to overcome and cast out unclean demons, to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. He gives them the authority and then he sends them out. So we were looking yesterday at this and I'm just going to read the instructions that Jesus gave as he sent them out. So again, this is all part of the, I need you to go and learn. And why is this relevant for us? It's not just a great story to see how the disciples grew in Jesus. It's an instruction manual for you and I. It's an instruction manual for the expectations that we're supposed to complete in our life. And we are supposed to be going out into our day. We are supposed to be going out and learning. Go and learn these things. As we read the Word of God, we get the revelation of who Jesus is, what he did for us, and the power and the authority that we have as his believers in his name. The power and the authority invested in us in his name. It's his power. It's not your power. It's not my power. It's his power, but it's his power at work through us. And we are told to go and learn about these things. And how did the disciples learn? They learned by going and doing. This is what we need to learn on a daily basis. Today is the day. It's an opportunity for you to go and to learn the heart of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the desires that Jesus has for our lives, and the power and the authority that is invested in us by Jesus and in his name. So as he sends them out, as he thrusts them into the world, as he thrusts them into the harvest field, so today are you and I. Today's the day that you're being thrusted out into the harvest field. You're going to be surrounded today by people at your workplace, at school, at the gas station when you pump your gas into your car, at the supermarket. Wherever you are thrust into the harvest field. And the same power and authority that Jesus put upon his 12 is you have even greater power and authority. Jesus said we would do even greater things than he did. We'll do greater things than the disciples did as they were sent out, but we'll do greater things than even Jesus did, because at the time that Jesus did these miracles, he still had not won the victory at the cross. He still had not defeated sin and death. He still had not done that on our behalf. Now he has. And now we have that full. We have the fullness of all that Jesus is invested in us. So the expectation is, this is the manual of instruction for us to go out and today, because today you are in the harvest field. And I just want you to consider something. I know that last week was a devastating week for so many of us because of what the Supreme Court did. You know, we love our country. We love the heritage that our country was founded upon. We love the fact that it was founded as a Christian nation and on Christian principles. And we see those Christian principles being eroded with every passing year. And we see our country moving farther and farther away from biblical standards and God's guidelines. And it's disheartening. And of course, last week with the Supreme Court decision, it's very disheartening to us. And it's easy to get overwhelmed and feel like, well, culture is going way out of control. What can we do? What can I do about it? So we sit back and we bemoan the fact that the Supreme Court made that decision. And we say, woe is us as the body of Christ because things are flowing out of our hands. That's not it at all. That is not true at all. There's nothing that's happening that's a surprise to Jesus. And nothing that happens is superior to the Word of God. And the Word of God is what has been invested in us. And so when we see the culture around us changing, all that is evidence that the harvest field is great. And by the Supreme Court's decision last week, all that does is make the harvest field all the greater. Because there's a multitude of people out there that are deceived and don't know Jesus Christ and are trusting in the wisdom of men, trusting in self, trusting in the world. And they've denied Christ. And they need the truth of Jesus Christ. And that's why these verses are so relevant to you and I today. Because no matter who you are, even if you've only been saved for a few weeks, you know Jesus Christ. And the more you, if you just know one truth in the Word of God, that is a truth that you can take. If the only truth you know is salvation in Jesus Christ, go take that truth into the harvest field and bring them in. But most of us have months, years, even decades of experience as believers. Now is the time for us to realize that the harvest field, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You and I are the laborers. We're supposed to be like the disciples going out there into the harvest field, which is what you're doing every day of your life, going out there into the harvest field and representing Jesus Christ and being what He's called us to be. And being those laborers to bring in the harvest. How do we do that? Well, you have the authority and the power of Jesus' name invested in you. And so again, let's look at exactly what Jesus is telling the disciples that He's preparing them to do. These 12 disciples, this is Matthew chapter 10, verse number 5. These 12 disciples, Jesus sent out after instructing them, do not go in the way of the Gentiles. Do not enter any of the cities of Samaritans. We looked at that yesterday. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what the disciples were told to do. Now, for us, we need to have a heart for the lost sheep of Israel, for the house of Israel, for the Jews. But we also now, because again, we have to remember, we're looking at things as we read these stories of the gospel. This is before Jesus died on the cross, rose again, ascended to heaven. And this is before Paul began his ministry and before Jesus made clear to Peter that there is the promises of God are for the Gentiles and the Gentiles have been grafted in. So we looked at all that yesterday. Then in verse number 7, it says, go, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus gave the disciples the power and the authority to operate in His power and in His authority. He gave them that power and authority so that the supernatural, the things that can only be done through Jesus Christ, can be manifested through those disciples. And that same truth is for us today. And that same truth is relevant for us today, even greater. Jesus sent them out to do the supernatural. Jesus sent them out to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to deliver the demon-possessed, to comfort the people and to draw them to the loving embrace of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Because His Word says that, if we go back to Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people, Jesus felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus sees the world today. He sees our country, our nation today. He sees the world. But I'm focusing on our country because this is our mission field right now. And we just saw some more changes last week. that have made this an even greater mission field. Jesus sees the people that are around you. He sees that they're dispirited and distressed because they are sheep without a shepherd, and he has compassion for them. And so he's given us the power and the authority of his name to represent him and go out there and say the kingdom of God is at hand. You and I are supposed to say to those around us, more than say, we're supposed to demonstrate the kingdom of God is here because of what Jesus did. The kingdom of God is painting the picture. It's given the illustration that there's a spiritual realm and a natural realm. In the spiritual realm, which we cannot see with natural eyes, in the spiritual realm, every promise of Jesus Christ is already done. Your healing, your deliverance, your financial need, your family need, your marriage need, your emotional need, every need that you have is already done. Remember, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He doesn't have to get up and come down and, oh, you need finances today? I was sitting down, I was kind of resting, but you know, I'll get up and get that taken care of for you. I'll get that done. No, everything is done. His work is finished. His work is completed. Everything you need, he already saw and he made provision for. And it's in the spiritual realm. That is the kingdom of God. It's in that spiritual realm of the kingdom of God. This is why the disciples said, the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's why Jesus said to tell the people, the kingdom of God is at hand. And again, this is even more true for you and I now because of what Jesus did after this, what he's already done. The kingdom of God is at hand. That means all of those spiritual truths, every spiritual promise that you have need of today, and every spiritual promise that is needed by the people you come across in your life today, their needs were already seen and met, established and done by Jesus, and it's done in the spiritual realm. It is done in the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of God is at hand. And so we are the ones who, in faith and speaking words of faith, bring the kingdom of God realities, all of those needs already met. Everything that's been established for you, every victory, we bring those things from the spiritual realm, the kingdom of God, into this natural realm. And that's why the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. It's present. And so when you go out today, you're going to come across people in your life today. You're going to come across people in your day-to-day that have needs. And our responsibility as followers of Jesus Christ is to be sensitive, to have the same heart that Jesus had, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them. When we see people, when you see people that are struggling in their marriages and their finances and their jobs, they feel hopeless, they feel lost. We should have the same compassion for them that Jesus did, because this is the compassion. His spirit is in us. And so all of these things are in us. We have that compassion. It's in there. Now, we might suppress it with our own flesh, but that same compassion of Jesus Christ for the people is in you. And he wants us to have that compassion, to bring that compassion from our spirits into our souls and into our minds, to be sensitive to what's going on around us, to see the needs and have his compassion for the people around us. Because he saw that the people were distressed. You're going to see people who are distressed today. He saw the people were dispirited. You're going to see people who are dispirited by life. All the joy and all the hope has been taken away from them by the enemy of their souls who has overwhelmed them in this world. And they are dispirited. You're going to see those people today. But you and I have that heart of Jesus Christ, that compassion. And he saw them, and he saw that they were sheep without a shepherd. That's why he wanted to lead them from the harsh realities of this natural realm into the kingdom of God, where every need, every blessing is already established for them. And this is what we're to do today as we see those people, as we see the people that are dispirited and distressed today in their lives, have the compassion, see them as lost sheep, and then we usher them into the kingdom of God by bringing them to the kingdom of God. In other words, we bring them to, here's the promises of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you today. When you come across somebody in your life today that is dispirited and distressed, you see that need in their life, and then you just let the Holy Spirit lead you, because he's going to show you, hey, here's a word you can stand on, or here's how I want you to pray for them. And then you just say, you know what, here's a promise, and give them an example from your life. Here's what Jesus, I was in a similar situation, and here's what Jesus did for me. I stood on the word of God, and here's what happened. Give them your testimony. Find a word, because the Holy Spirit will bring that word to you. Here's a promise from the word of God. Speak that word to them and pray over them. Because what you're doing at that point is you're going out into the harvest field. You're seeing the sheep without a shepherd. And you're the one that's bringing in the harvest of eternity. Because you're representing Christ. You're sharing the truth of his word. You're saying the kingdom of God is at hand. And here's the kingdom of God. Here's the kingdom of God for your life. This is your need. You need healing. Guess what? Jesus has already provided your healing. And here's what the word says. By your stripes, you were healed. So I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to be healed. I believe that, and I want you to believe that as well. And you bring them in to the kingdom of God. And I guarantee you, hearing your words, hearing the gospel, the good news coming from your lips, they are going to be drawn to Jesus Christ. Because, again, it's not your power. It's the power of Jesus Christ that is working through you. And when you speak his word, the word never returns void. It will impact the lives of those who have ears to hear. They will respond and they will look towards Jesus. And as they look towards Jesus, they're going to experience that kingdom of God realities in their lives. And as they experience those kingdom of God realities, they see the truth of who Jesus is and they see the love of Jesus as exemplified through you. And they come into the kingdom of God. They come, they become part of the harvest of today. Look, again, you and I, just like the disciples, Jesus sent the disciples into the harvest field. He thrust them in, and so he is with you and I. Today, we are thrusted in. Yes, bad things are happening in our culture, but don't be discouraged. It just means the harvest field is plentiful. There's a lot that you and I can accomplish. There's a lot that Jesus can do through us. So, today, seeing the people in the harvest field that's before you today, feel the compassion of Jesus Christ for them. Because he saw, and you will see, that they are distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. You be the one that through the word of God and through his love leads them, brings them into the fold. You harvest them, and you bring them into the kingdom of God. In the power of Jesus' name.